You're listening to the Matt Clark Report. Conservative talk for real patriots, because freedom is on the ballot. Here's your host, Matt Clark.
Good afternoon, patriots. Welcome to another episode of Matt Clark Report. We're broadcasting live out of New York to across the country, across the world. It's great to have you guys with me today on this very spooky Halloween night. I don't know about you, but I have a five-year-old and I am extremely excited to get out there and participate in what were some of my favorite childhood memories. I'm a big Halloween fan. It's my favorite holiday. Today, we're going to talk about something even spookier, and it has to do with this Paul Pelosi case. Talk about Pelosigate 2022 and the most bizarre story we've probably ever come about. The moral of the story, and what I've personally witnessed over the last few days, is that the Democrats and the left-wing media are getting really, really bad at this. It's almost laughable as to how out of control this entire story has gotten. I'm bringing on the show today Jeremy Kappel, who is a journalist, nationwide journalist, and somebody who really digs deep. A conservative himself. You guys are going to love this guy. He's got a book we're going to get into in a minute. But we're going to rap about this Pelosi situation, because Jeremy's done some has done a deep dive as to what's going on here. Jeremy, welcome to the show.
Hey, man. Good to see you. Happy Halloween, and thanks for having me.
Absolutely, man. Dude, what do you think about this situation? Before we dive into the nitty-gritty, and what perfect timing, by the way, for Elon Musk to take control of Twitter to then get his megaphone out there of saying, hold on. Right. Here's what might really be going on.
Well,
the leftists are losing their minds over it.
They absolutely are, and I wanted to bring back to the Elon part of this, because he did send out a series of tweets, and I guess one or two of them he ended up deleting, and the left is giving him crap about free speech.
Mm-hmm.
My response to that is, that's the epitome of free speech. You can make a statement, you put it out there for the world to see, and then if they want to come and criticize you, or if you decide that maybe your statement wasn't as factual or whatever, then you get to take it down. That's free speech. You get to take it down instead of the social media platform. So that I think is a great thing. But this Paul Pelosi story, good night. I mean, just when you think it can't get stranger over there in the Pelosi household. Keep in mind, this is the same Paul Pelosi that was just arrested for DUI, 2 months ago?
Right. Completely swept under the rug, too. I mean, he got like a day probation. Mm-hmm. It's disgusting. Well, 3 years probation. It was like 5 days jail, minus, ankle bracelet,
right,
slap on the wrist. You could spend the day at home getting drunk, serving out your sentence.
Yeah, I wonder if he spent the day at home getting drunk with his neighbor. I'm just wondering.
I mean, so here's the most bizarre part of this story. For those of you who have, I know a lot of people watching the show know what's going on, but I do want to recap just in case somebody's not really brought up to speed here. I believe it was Friday morning around 2:34 in the morning. There's a well-being call dispatched to Nancy Pelosi and Paul Pelosi's house.
Right.
By an unknown caller, which was originally reported by the local authorities. This is not right-wing conspiracy crap. This is what the original press conference told us. An unknown caller or an unknown person was present at the time when a call was dispatched to the Paul Pelosi household for a man who allegedly broke in via, I think it was like the second story. Do you know what story was it? What's the first story? The second story?
I believe he shattered a sliding glass window.
Okay. So first.
I'm assuming that would be first floor. Yeah.
Which, again, the glass was on the outside of the house. Now, I'm not an investigator by any means, but there has been a lot of police, actually. I did read a few tweets from actual law enforcement agencies around the country saying it's just very bizarre. If you break glass, if you try to enter into somebody's house, usually that glass kind of falls inside the house, doesn't really smash outside the house.
Right.
So that was a major red flag. And again, this isn't just me, you know, weighing in as a unqualified investigator. I am a qualified researcher, qualified journalist. I have a brain. I have common sense. I think that has to play some sort of factor into this. But let's put aside yours and I's opinion for a second and just focus on the fact that you've got these law enforcement agencies from all over the country weighing in now saying this just doesn't add up. The whole thing doesn't add up.
It doesn't add up. And these allegations of this intruder, you know, we're trying to learn more and more about this guy, but considered a friend. Did you did you listen to the 911 tape of this?
I did. Greg Price from X Strategies or whatever his company is, put that up. So go ahead.
Okay. Well, obviously the person was described as a friend. He's in the home. Obviously someone that Paul Pelosi was very familiar with. So now you connect the rest of the dots with this assailant found wrestling with Paul Pelosi wearing just his underwear.
Let me stop that for a second. Where's the underwear story coming from? Okay. Who first reported the underwear?
That's a good question, but I can say that it is extremely widespread. I don't know if I can point to the original source because, well, I don't have that in front of me at the moment, but I just know that it's being reported.
I'm just curious if you remember. Everywhere. It is. You're right. I'm not questioning the statement here. I was just curious. When did the whole underwear situation actually come into play?
You know what I want to know? I want to know how many adults are going to be out running around in their underwear with a hammer tonight
for Halloween
as their cost.
I should have done that for the show today. Just sat here naked with a
naked
with a diaper and a hammer,
your tidy whiteys and a mallet in your hand.
Exactly. So I'm going to pull up the call now, okay? I'm just going to cut to this real quick. I want you guys to hear what happened here. So let's have a listen here. So basically what happened was the police dispatched to Paul Pelosi's home. This is via Greg Price on Twitter, very legitimate, incredible source. The reporting person stated there's a male in the home and that he's going to wait for his wife. The reporting person stated that he doesn't know who the male is, but he advised that his name is David and that he is a friend. Let's have a listen.
Northern Four Car, A Priority 910, 2640 Broadway, cross of Scott and Normandy. I have a 14-hour copy. RP stated that there's a male in the home and that he's going to wait for his wife. RP stated that he doesn't know who the male is, but he advised that his name is David and that he is a friend. RP sounded somewhat confused. Is a friend? RP sounded somewhat confused. 12-hour back and copy.
So I don't know if you heard that. Jeremy, did you hear that?
I listened to it last night.
So the viewers heard it, and he stated very clearly, there's no discrepancy here. It's not like somebody cut together a fake audio. It's very clear. The reporting person stated that he doesn't know who the male is, but he advised that his name is David and that he is a friend.
And I think that says an awful lot, you know.
Let's tackle the narrative that has been destroyed. The very first thing, what's the very first thing that happened once this news broke? The media immediately pin blame on right-wing extremists, right? Obviously.
Yes, they did.
All Trump's
immediately.
Fault. It has
Ultra
to be Trump's
MAGA.
Ultra MAGA, Trump's fault. It's their go-to MO every single time they need a scapegoat, right? And I wrote about this morning. I wrote an article on it. I posted it over on Patriot One News. God forbid a Democrat is actually pissed off with the Democrat Party. I mean, like, can you imagine it? Of course we can. The media doesn't want to imagine it. But it's like, there are a lot of Democrats right now, far left progressives, far left radicals, that are just as annoyed and frustrated and pissed off with the Biden administration than Republicans. So immediately they painted this guy out to be a right-wing extremist. But what do we find out just a few days later? Here it is, BLM sign, an LGBTQ flag at the home of David DePape. Here it is, right here. Here's his home.
As left as they get, he's known as a huge hippie. Seems like he's very liberal in nature. I don't see how that fits the narrative. Why would he be an ultra MAGA Trump voting conservative when all the evidence points to the contrary? And well, I just think that the media really thinks that the average viewer is just dumb. Or lacks the capacity to even dig a little bit, because, like you said, none of that really makes any sense at all.
You know what? I speak about this all the time. I don't think the media thinks we're all dumb. I think, and this is not a slam on my Democrat friends. This is not a slam on Democrat voters. I think the media thinks they are dumb. I'm not calling them dumb, but I think the media thinks Democrats are dumb, because every time we see these stories, immediately conservatives are straight on it. Not just me.
Yeah.
But
right. No, very
the people,
quickly.
The people watching this show right now are switched on. They do their research. They question the narrative. They're following Elon Musk because they think like Elon Musk, not because we think Elon Musk is our freaking savior. And the all be to cracking the truth. No, because birds of a feather flock together, right? That's right. Our homework. They don't think Democrats do their homework.
You know, it's the double standard, Matt. It really is. It's like they're not required to do their homework on the left. That's kind of the underlying theme. It's out there. Everybody kind of knows it. Look, if you're on the right or if you're a conservative, you better have your stuff together, because if you're off even by that much, you're going to be attacked.
But that's standard, by your own audience, too. I mean, they spare you and I no mercy. If I say something on this show that isn't that isn't on par, my audience will call me out, and I appreciate that.
Right, right. But on the contrary, if you're on the left and, you know, you're out there – maybe you're just regurgitating what they're putting up on MSNBC. God, I hope not. At least CNN looks like they're trying to make a better effort nowadays.
No, they have no choice. They have no choice. They've lost. They've fallen below $1 billion for the first time in earnings since 2016. They are on the verge of flatlining.
They are. And so that's good, because this is the free market balancing itself. And if you looked at, you know, television ratings, of course, the last decade or two going in one direction, especially when it comes to cable network news, with the exception of Fox News. And it's obvious. Why? Well, because Fox News does more digging. They're more detailed with their facts. Sure, they're biased, but they're open with their bias. They tell you, look, okay, while the rest of the media is on the left side, we're going to be on the right side. They've taken up that vacuum. Fox News, as you know, is not enough, though. And it's going to take every one of us. And love what you're doing with this outfit, Matt, bringing the real scoop to the people, and you know, let the facts lie where they do. But at the end of the day, the double standard has got to go away. And you think if there's enough of these stories, like the Paul Pelosi story, right? Remember the Jussie Smollett story? That's the one that came to mind.
And everybody's quoting. Everyone's like, oh, here we go. Jussie Smollett 2.0 all over again.
Yeah. Yeah. Except, you know, one was premeditated. I doubt this was premeditated. I think this is just, I don't know. Wait to see when the facts come out.
A bromance gone extremely wrong.
Extremely wrong. I think Paul Pelosi had too much time on his hands since his DUI arrest. And here we are.
Yeah. Naughty Pauly, I call him. Naughty Pauly has a lot of explaining to do, doesn't he?
Yes, He certainly does. And then I wonder, because, you know, you look at this case, and then you look at the Hunter Biden story. You know, the Hunter Biden story broke out in conservative media just prior to the 2020 presidential election. And, of course, the media did what they do. You know, they ignored it. They called it conspiracy theory. They said it was propaganda put out by the Trump administration. And then here we are 2 years later. Oh, turns out it's all true.
Yeah.
But, of course, you know, it doesn't mean the FBI has acted on it. So with this Paul Pelosi story, I just think that more people are aware of the corruption, of the cover up, and of the bias. So they're not buying it.
Right.
They need to put out a poll, you know. Hey,
do you
who believes Nancy?
Yeah.
Right. Right. Well, actually, Nancy, I can't remember which poll. Was it Rasmussen? I can't remember which poll it was, but Nancy is the least trusted politician in America. Even Biden edges her out.
Really?
Yes. It was something
I'm not surprised, because she is just a vicious, vile, sneaky little politician. I mean, with
swamp
the insider,
rat.
She's a swamp rat. And with the insider training situation, which disgusts me, it absolutely disgusts me that nobody wants to get to the bottom of this. I mean, if I get accused of insider trading, I'm going away.
You're done.
The SEC.
I'm done.
Yeah.
You're done.
Yeah.
Any normal person that votes Republican or maybe even independent, you're hosed. It's over.
The SEC would have zero tolerance for somebody like you and I making even a single cent off of insider trading. I mean, I used to work in financial services. You'd go away for a long time.
Right.
We have all these allegations, not just from journalists, not just from media influencers, but from members of Congress who are on Capitol Hill screaming from the rooftop that Nancy Pelosi has been involved, or Paul Pelosi or somebody has been involved in insider trading, which is one of the biggest reasons that they've amassed so much wealth in her time in Congress. I mean, we're talking what's she worth, $350 million, which also leads me to, let's say we bought into the BS that when Nancy goes away, the security detail goes with her. Let's say we bought into that BS for a minute.
Right.
You mean to tell me Nancy Pelosi, who's
can't
afford a Ring doorbell or a couple freaking, I mean, a wireless cam is like $50 today. You don't even need to screw it on. You like slap it on.
Look, man, let's be honest, man. They've got videos in every room of that house. They've got video cameras all the way around the house. We could see everything. They just don't want us to see what actually happened.
Yeah.
Right. Come on.
You can't step foot onto my own property, Jeremy, without a million bells and alarms going off. And I'm a nobody. I only have it because I'm sketchy, because liberals hate me. Most do. because I'll be the first to admit.
No, I'm
ultra
have it MAGA, you're
baby.
Smart, man. You're smart. You're planning ahead. And, you know, you don't have, well, hopefully you don't have a neighbor like Paul Pelosi does.
No, I have Democrat neighbors, but they're lovely. I freaking love them. Nobody's out to attack. Actually, most of my cul-de-sac, believe it or not, is left. They bat for the left. They're all liberals, but we get along with them just great. So,
go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I was going to say, I mean, you're in New York, my friend.
Yeah.
And you know, I lived in the state for almost 4 years, and God bless New York. But man, dude, you can't be wishing and wanting a one-party system, okay? Because communism is real, and we don't want to go there. That's why it's so important to have a voice of reason, a voice on the other side. So for our New York friends that are on here, I'm probably preaching to the choir, but we have to embrace people like Matt Clark. We have to embrace, you know, your Republican voices, because without that, the left will take the entire state right over the cliff. They're trying.
Right.
They're trying.
Right.
Just my opinion.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you.
Yeah. But this Paul Pelosi story, it's just like everything else. when is the left going to own it? Mm-hmm. I want them to own one part of the Hunter Biden story. Okay. Maybe he's a little dirty. Okay. Yeah. Sniffing crack with prostitutes. It's not a great look.
No.
You know, for the son of a president. Could you imagine if Donald Trump Jr.
He gets slack for using cocaine all the time, and there's not a single shred of evidence that he's actually used cocaine. Every single meme is Donald Trump Jr.'s mm-hmm. high again. Donald Trump this. It's like, but there's mm-hmm. no videos of Donald Trump Jr. Nothing. Walking around in his underwear blowing coke. It's ridiculous.
Nothing.
And they
nothing.
Keep, but they insist upon it. We have all the evidence right. in the world that Hunter Biden is whacked out of his freaking mind. And
that's
nobody
right.
wants to talk about it. My family no. doesn't want to talk about it. They're like, why are we talking about this? Because he's the president of the United States freaking son. And you don't think that there's some sort of national security risk of somebody who's mm-hmm. that unhinged? Being the son of the president? No, they don't want to talk about it, though. I want to just show you something real quick. Marjorie, and I want to know what you think. Marjorie mm-hmm. Taylor Greene posted on Twitter. She said the same mainstream media Democrat activist that sold conspiracy theories for years about President Trump and Russia are now blaming Elon Musk for internet misinformation about Paul Pelosi's friend attacking him with a hammer. The media is source of misinformation.
Mm-hmm.
Is she wrong?
Mm-hmm. No, she's not wrong. And if she was wrong, he wouldn't be buying Twitter and setting its captives free.
Mm-hmm.
You know, think about how many people have been penalized, how many people have been suspended on Twitter or had their accounts taken away. So more information is good. Mm-hmm. Okay. More knowledge is good. And so at the end of the day, when you find yourself questioning statements from the media like that, more information or less information, yep. media, you tell me what's good. Not just, you know, we got to quit playing narratives. We got to quit, you know, playing these games that puts us in a box. And that's what they want to do. They want to pigeonhole you. And hey, you know, you're a good conforming American. So you have to believe this.
Right.
Or you don't want to be associated with Trump or MAGA. So you have to.
Or conspiracy theories, which is why they hate Tucker Carlson.
Right.
The media has brainwashed the left to hate anybody who digs. Not Tucker Carlson doesn't spew or regurgitate
right-wing
conspiracy theories. He has a team that and I'm sure he spends a freaking ton of money on his team to dig
right.
deeper than any journalist is really mm-hmm. willing to go. So when you see Tucker report something, mm-hmm. I'm not telling mm-hmm. you to necessarily take it as gospel, but I am telling you, you better pay attention because this guy knows his stuff.
Well, he did. And keep in mind, he wasn't always the conservative that he is. You know, he worked for a long time. I think it was CNN, along with some other news networks. So he's been on the other side of the aisle. He's seen how business is done over there as well.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Fox News is very smart to have promoted him in the fashion that they did to have built this program that he commands now. Multiple programs. He has the daytime
Fox Nation, right?
Yeah, interview program, mm-hmm. right? And in his nightly news, it can't really be touched. Although there, you know, because he is Fox News, you know, there's a couple items they won't let him really address yeah. adequately.
And we all know what those are, and I don't dare yeah. say it on Facebook because we'll get shut down.
Yeah, no, I understand.
Ridiculous. Yeah.
And you know, I mean, I just think that the quality of information is there, and you know, there's that notion of low information voters. And unfortunately, I think that is until now, that's been the majority of Americans. Very low information. They're going to the polls with just a few narratives.
Sign.
Yeah, that's it.
Messaging texting their friends on the way to elect our president or our congressman or our senators. Hey, who am I voting for again?
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. So anyway, but with this Paul Pelosi story, you know, and the Pelosi's, man, good grief, because, you know, you talked about just a few of the things that, you know, we've all witnessed. But remember, it was just a few months ago that Nancy Pelosi took the very controversial trip to Taiwan.
Right.
Yeah, what was amid that all of the tensions. And then, of course, the stories broke out about her financial connections and her financial investments mm-hmm. with the semiconductor market there in Taiwan.
Yeah.
And, you know, how she's there to defend them because she's trying to defend her investments, that sort of a thing. It is all about money. At the end of the day, it's all about money. But like you said, what we're seeing here on CNN, and I think soon to be other liberal news networks, they're going to have to come to terms with America. I've seen it on so many of the established media, the way that they're now beginning to address stories. It's not nearly as salacious as it used to be.
Because
they're all beginning to tone their rhetoric.
Because they can't get away with it any longer. I mean, we've seen
this. They can't afford to.
They literally cannot afford to. I opened mm-hmm. the show by saying they're getting really bad at this. The Democrats
yes.
are getting sloppy. And it's because mm-hmm. we've allowed them for decades to brainwash us until Trump came along yep. and said, you guys are getting freaking screwed here. You don't even know the half of what's going on. And it woke us up and it started to force us to say, wait, what's Trump talking about? Let me dig into that a little bit deeper. And then
right.
and then statement after statement after statement, claim right. after claim after claim. You're like, whoa, this guy's like got a 99% accuracy as far as calling out the BS. I'm going to mm-hmm. start calling out mm-hmm. the BS too. I'm going to start digging deeper. Now you got
right.
half the
right.
country doing this.
Exactly. And so this is what it's all about. This is it's not just an awareness that is occurring, but it's an accountability. Because people are beginning to learn, yeah, we really can't trust the institutions that we, you know, that mm-hmm. that were put into place to look out for our best interest. People know now that they can't. They've got to be active, and that's why every time I have an opportunity to speak to a group, or whether it's my regular Sunday night live stream, you've got to get involved. You know, we obviously haven't been doing enough, or we wouldn't have found ourselves in the mess that we've been in, you know, in recent years and decades. So we all have to do more if we want this country to survive this. But I think the tide has turned. And, you know, it's interesting to watch those polls with the midterm coming up here in just over a week. Good grief. But it's interesting to watch these polls. And of course, oftentimes there's kind of it seems like there's a liberal bias to a lot of these polls. But man, the numbers have changed dramatically in the last month. Mm-hmm. A month ago,
it's getting real now. That's why it's getting real.
Yeah. I mean, a month ago, the talk of the red wave was, oh, maybe it won't be such a red wave. Maybe it's just going to be like a red ripple, you know, and then maybe we're not going to take, you know, both houses of Congress. Maybe we'll just barely be able to take out the House. Maybe the Libs or the Dems will keep the Senate and all this minutia. Man, if you're paying attention, look at the John Fetterman and the Dr. Oz debate from last week. And the change occurred before that. As we've gotten closer, the pollsters know that they can't keep lying because it hurts their credibility. It's
right.
the same thing with the news
right.
networks. As you get closer to the event, you've got to start being more truthful.
Or
you got to protect the cred.
You're absolutely right. But you know what they're doing now. To spew the BS and get away with credibility. Have you noticed they're widening their margins of error? I don't know if you've
yes.
noticed that, but it used
yes.
to be a 2% margin of error, 3%.
Mm-hmm. 1 to 2 points.
The margin
One
of errors now are now like 5 to 6%. I was like, that's not a margin of error. You're just crap at what you do. You're just crappy at
right.
your job. You know,
it's so terrible.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, in a 5 to 6 point, you know, margin of error, that's actually a 10 to 12 percentage
yeah.
point difference on either side. We used to do that game in weather. I was a TV mm-hmm. meteorologist for many years, and we would always do the 3-degree guarantee. Well, it's not really a 3-degree guarantee. It's actually a 7-degree guarantee.
Okay.
So if I tell you it's going to be, you know, 95 degrees, it could be anywhere between 92 and 99, and I'm still right.
No, you there know? You go.
So anyway, it's that it's that sort of a thing. But I'm happy to see that you know all of the MAGA, just about all of the MAGA, candidates are doing extremely well. Look at what Carrie Lake is doing out in Arizona.
Oh, she's
awesome.
She's killing it. To the point where a story broke this morning.
Mm-hmm. What was it?
Katie Hobbs. Carrie Lake reported that she has reason to believe that Katie Hobbs is now being so vicious with this campaign, they sent in people into her campaign office to rummage through documents. I'll post the video later.
I would not doubt it at all.
They're getting vile in Arizona. They know they're not going to win.
They can't stop it.
The Democrats are doing what they always do. They get sneaky.
She's too smart. She's too well-liked. She has way too much charisma. Mm-hmm. And that's another thing that the left is lacking, okay? And not to understand, I'm not talking about individuals. I'm talking about your head politicians, the people that you put into place. Look at Joe Biden. Look at Kamala Harris. You know, look at Nancy Pelosi. Look at Chuck Schumer. You know, Katie Hobbs over there in Arizona. There's no charisma on the left.
Right.
Because they can't be individuals. They can't think for themselves. They can only read the lines.
It's a script. Yeah. It's an obnoxious script that like we said, even the Democrats are getting sick of. So Politico, this is where things got really bizarre with this Paul Pelosi case. Mm-hmm. Politico, I mean, it doesn't get any more liberal than Politico. Okay. They run defense for this garbage all the time. Even Politico is now admitting there's something very bizarre about this Paul Pelosi case. Politico highlighted, very interesting, bizarre chapter to this event. There was reportedly a third person who let the police into the Pelosi residence. This is Politico reporting, not Elon Musk. This is Politico actually reporting this. Okay.
Okay.
Law enforcement then saw Mr. Pelosi and DePape fighting with a hammer and quickly brought order to the situation. But who was this third person? This is Politico asking this question. Police now say there was no third person. It was misreported. But other questions remain. Where's the body cam footage? Where's the security cam footage? DePape reportedly wearing nothing but underwear. So that's where this whole underwear thing comes in that we were talking about earlier. So he's reportedly wearing nothing but underwear, just waltzed into the home with hammers. So Politico is now reporting all of this. This is per Politico. David DePape, this is the press conference that Politico highlighted on their own website. David DePape forced his way into the home through a back entrance, Scott said. Mm-hmm. I guess he's the guy, the correspondent doing the press conference. Officers arrived at the house, knocked on the front door, and were let inside by an unknown person. So this is the press conference. Let in by an unknown person. They discovered DePape and Pelosi struggling for a hammer. Can we just picture this for a second?
Yes.
82-year-old Pelosi struggling with the 42-year-old, young, strong 42-year-old. Can you just picture the scene here? 82-year-old frail Paul Pelosi, probably intoxicated, out of his mind, inebriated. Both of them are struggling for a hammer. You know what this reminds me of? Like a drunk scene out of college where everyone is so blatantly intoxicated and you got your buddies rolling on the floor trying to punch each other, but you can't because you're so drunk in your underwear. Beer cans everywhere, and everyone's just having the time of their life. This is what I picture with the Paul Pelosi story.
I mean, think about it, Matt. You know, there's been rumors of his, his sexuality for a long time. Nancy Pelosi, I've seen pictures of Nancy Pelosi holding up a shirt. I don't know if they're real. You let me know if they're real, but I've seen a picture of her holding up a shirt that says, "I'm proud of my gay husband." With the rainbow flag. So I'm not knocking it if he is, but okay. So this looks like now you bring in, what's the guy's name? the intruder?
David DePape.
David DePape.
Yeah.
So he's a friend, right?
Right.
He's over in the middle of the night.
And we know he's a friend because it was in the dispatch call. This is not you and I speculating.
Exactly.
He's a friend.
Exactly. And he's in the home rolling around naked with Paul. What else do you need to know? Why are we even discussing this? This is ultra MAGA. This is a Trump operative.
Right.
You know, I don't understand.
Yeah.
You know,
this is just because we're mad that Trump might get indicted. So we're going to, you know, we're going to send in David DePape to settle the score. So,
right.
So here's another interesting thing that I've thought about. We hear about all these law enforcement police shootings where they run in. Black man raises a gun. Black man runs. Police unload on the man, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
So if police, you know, found this guy with the hammer ready to beat or beating the Speaker of the House, third in line to the presidency, husband,
well,
how many bullets would these cops unloaded on David DePape? Like, they just sit there and watch. Or they
makes
go
you wonder.
No taser gun, no no gunshots.
Right.
Fired.
At the very least, right? Wouldn't there be tasing involved in a situation like this?
You have a hammer which can kill Paul Pelosi in an instant.
Right.
Not a single officer thought to shoot him dead in his tracks.
Yeah, it does. It seems very fishy. I just wonder what's going to come out next about this story.
I don't think anything.
It does.
I don't think anything.
They're just going to go quiet. They're going to try to
brush it
under
the rug.
It's
just
going to
go away. It's going to go away like every other. You know what? It's going to disappear just like the Christmas morning bomb that went off outside of the building that was housing the server with some of the Dominion results. Do you remember that? I don't want to go down this road right now, but do you remember that Christmas morning bombing? Like suicide bomber on Christmas morning decided to just like blow up nobody, nothing around.
Right.
And it just disappeared.
And
wait,
it just went away.
It just went away. It's like, wait, there's too many of these stories that are just going away. And again, this is why I keep coming back to, they're getting really bad at this cover up that they just are like, shut up about it. The story's done. No more cover ups. We're done. Just stop talking about it because we don't have a cover up
like
anymore.
Well, the Nashville bombing is an example of a successful cover-up. It went away, and people stopped asking questions about it. Maybe they were hoping the same thing would have happened with the Hunter Biden story.
Mm-hmm.
Over time, hey, they had 2 years to make it go away. It got worse.
Yeah.
It got bigger. So you're right. They completely failed. But when the lie is so big, you know, and the lie is so blatant, no amount of covering up is going to do any good. People will see right through that. And I think that's the way people are viewing our political landscape right now as well.
And
people are just seeing through the BS.
Yeah. And I think this is why we're going to see the red wave coming. I think the Democrats are starting to get switched on to the fact that they're just constantly being lied to. I want to show you something real quick, Jeremy. I think you can see my screen, right, from where you are. Can you see the show?
Yeah.
Okay.
I've got you.
Okay.
I've got the show on
Perfect.
Live.
I'm going to play something for you. This is Lee Zeldin, gubernatorial candidate for New York State, being attacked by a knife-wielding lunatic. Okay?
I saw this.
I want to let me play this, and then I'll get into the point of why I'm playing this. Let's take a look at this. So that was Lee Zeldin getting taken down by a deranged, I don't know who this guy, I mean, we do know who he was, some war veteran, seriously, who knows what he's going through, has mental issues, he was drunk, He tried to kill a U.S. congressman. He went after a U.S. congressman, a gubernatorial Republican candidate. Not a single Democrat denounced that attack. You didn't hear a peep from Joe Biden, from New York State's Chuck Schumer, from New York State's Letitia James. You heard nothing. Now, this happens to Pelosi's husband. And what are the charges? The charges are elderly abuse, infliction of great bodily injury on the elderly, homicide, burglary, assault with a deadly weapon, dissuading a victim, threatening a family member of a public official, and damaging or preventing a communication for an emergency call. This guy has enough charges stacked against him to put him away for life. The guy that we just saw attack Lee Zeldin was out, cashless bail, what, the next morning? The very next morning.
And then nobody was talking about it.
Nobody said anything about it. Biden didn't denounce it. And all we hear is Trump hasn't said a word about the attack yet, which he has now since then. But, oh, my God, the liberal left just were jumping straight on down Donald Trump's throat for not denouncing it, for not immediately coming out about it.
Which is exactly why, if you're not clearly wrong, you never apologize to the left. You just don't do
which
it.
Which is why I'm mad that Elon Musk took down his tweet.
I'm not happy about that either.
No, he should have left it up. He had an opinion.
Agree.
He just bought Twitter so he could prove a point about free speech. He offers his free speech and then takes it down. Yeah. I'm like, Elon, what are you doing?
He shouldn't have. He should have thought it out better. Yeah. But at the end of the day, that was part of my point, is that you throw something out there and then later it doesn't age well. You should be able to take that down, and you should take it down if it's no longer factual, right? But that's a part of free speech. You get to say what you want. It's not always going to be roses, and it's not always going to land, you know.
Right.
You know, you're not always going to nail bullseyes when you're kind of shooting from the hip. You're talking about how you feel. People get it wrong. That's just life. So optically, and I see the way the left has spun that, trying to make him look bad. But that is the definition of free speech. Be able to put something out there and then take it down. You take it down, not the social media platform that controls you.
Well, Elon did delete that tweet, though. Twitter didn't take that down.
No, he did. That was my point.
Right.
He used freedom to take it down himself.
Right.
That was, you know. Yeah. Sometimes I'd like to be able to take one down that I threw out there. It's okay. If I
ever find out that I reported something false, and I've done it before. I mean, you've probably done it before. You're quick to report because as journalists, we want to get the word out immediately. It's the difference between, you know, a make or break outlet. And as soon as I find out, oh, shoot, that was not true, I'll pull it immediately, because the last thing I want to do is have anything or be associated with misinformation.
Well, and that's the thing. I had an old news director that used to talk to me about this thing called credibility. Mm-hmm. Okay, credibility in news. And he used to always remind me that credibility is like virginity, because once you lose it, you're not getting it back. And that is so important for independent journalists, supremely important for independent journalists like you and I, but just as important for news networks. And that's why we have a crisis in America when it comes to, the trust with our media at an all time low, because they all threw their virginities away a long time ago.
Right.
Okay. And they've literally like hoarded themselves out with their nonsensical opinions and their ideological narratives. And now people just don't trust, and they're not going to. I do appreciate what CNN is trying to do, because they're trying to go over the top and show everybody that they're making huge changes. Maybe it'll work. Maybe it won't. Like you said, they kind of have to. But I think for the most part, it's a loss. It is a loss for all of the legacy medias. They're not going to recover from this.
I don't think they're going to.
No. The only one that's going to keep standing is obviously Fox News. And
Do you know that Fox News has more Democrat viewers than Republicans? Do you know that?
I did not know
they
that.
Do.
I
they
did
do.
Not know that. That's crazy.
It's an article. Where did you? I wrote that article. Yeah. It's on Patriot One News somewhere. You can just Google it or search it. You'll find it. I wrote about it with the stats to back it up. Tucker Carlson's the number one rated show, and he has more Democrat viewers than Republicans. And I'm not surprised because people are jumping ship from CNN trying to look for a home that gives an alternative viewpoint that tells maybe more than one side of the story.
Of the story. Right. Right.
So,
Well, it's going to be an interesting week or so here, Matt, with the midterms coming up on Tuesday. It looks like a massive, massive landslide coming for the Republicans, barring something crazy. And that's my biggest fear. Some sort of a big false flag news story, something. I mean, would you doubt that it's possible that the left is planning to disrupt this coming election?
I don't think it's possible. And you know what? You got groups now forming all over the country that are watching the ballot boxes. A judge in Arizona just ruled it is unconstitutional to block people from monitoring mailboxes or the mail-in ballot boxes, which is great. So the left have already said, hey, these people cannot hang out and watch the ballot boxes. We don't want them doing that. And the Supreme Court, I guess, or a judge said, that's not your decision. Americans have the right to monitor that ballot box. So if anything, I think we're going to have less games being played during this midterm. And we now have pollsters and very reputable, incredible, and accurate pollsters, along with even a few Democrats who are saying, you know what? I think we're going to lose the Senate 52-50. I really think they're going to pick up Georgia and Pennsylvania. They really think Herschel's going to win and Oz is going to win.
I do too. Yeah, I think the momentum is just so strong. And, you know, the enthusiasm is there like never before for Republicans to turn out. You know, the Dems, yeah, you got your diehards. They'll be there. But I think the majority are checking out. They're tired of Biden. They're tired of his bullshit. They're tired of, you know, all these lies. They're tired of $5, $4 a gallon gas. Mm. They're tired of, you know, the 8, 10% inflation year over year. I think they're just going to check out and not show up. And at the end of the day, that would be a good thing. But like I said, I just can't help but have that thought. Maybe something could happen. Maybe it's something overseas.
Sure.
I don't know.
And we have that because of what happened in the 2020 election. Listen, it's not done till it's done. Governor DeSantis came up to New York to rally for Lee Zeldin. First of all, that is such a gangster move on DeSantis. Because how confident is DeSantis in his own race? And he's like, we got this so in the bag. I'm going up to New York right now to help Zeldin win his race. DeSantis is ahead by 14 points. It's ridiculous. 14 points.
Right.
And I wrote about this. I said, okay, let's go ultra cautious and slash that point lead by half. He's still ahead by 7 points.
Right.
He's making a big push for Zeldin in New York. First of all, we know California doesn't stand a chance. Newsom's, I mean, they proved that during the recall. Okay. California's a lost cause. We'll have to wait God knows how long for them to get their act together. New York is very much worth Governor DeSantis coming up and railing for Zeldin because it's that close. I tell you, we flip New York, Jeremy. It's
that would be amazing.
Game on across the country. Game on.
Yeah, well, that would be something, my friend. I'm going to be rooting for it. But anyway, my friend, exciting times.
Tell me about your book. Tell me about your book.
Oh,
yeah. You have a new book. Yeah, I want to know about
I appreciate
this.
That.
Yeah.
All right, so for those that are unfamiliar with my story, I spent almost 4 years up in New York. I was a longtime meteorologist, broadcast meteorologist. I was hired, come up to New York, and take over the chief meteorologist role at News 10 NBC, WHEC, taking over for Kevin Williams. Some in your audience probably recognize him. And, well, let's just put it this way. I was warned when I decided to uproot my family and move to New York to take the opportunity that I shouldn't go to New York because it's too liberal of a state. And my friends that were telling me this, I'm like, oh, come on. You know, how bad could it get? And then, of course, a year and a half later, I lose my job. I made national news for all of the wrong reasons. And I was accused of being a racist for stumbling over Dr. MLK's name.
You got canceled.
Anyway,
you were one of the first to get canceled.
It was. It was crazy. It was an odyssey. And the entire story is here. My whole 20-year broadcast career, my 3-4 years up in New York, that whole odyssey with the mayor of Rochester. So glad she's out, but I hear she's back in politics. We'll save that for another day. But yeah, find the book. It's on Amazon. It's The Calm During the Storm. This is my family here. But yeah, would love to have you guys check out the book and maybe leave me a positive review while you're at it.
Yeah, how can they get it? And I'll post a link. Is it Amazon? Yep. How do they
get it? Yeah, Amazon. Amazon, and again, the name of the book, The Calm During the Storm. I appreciate that very much, Matt. Thanks for reminding me to plug my book.
Absolutely. And you do your own show every, and I've, guys.
Yeah.
To have Jeremy on, I'm very, very grateful. Jeremy, you won an Emmy Award,
thanks.
Right? An Emmy? Mm-hmm. Jeremy's actually won an Emmy Award for
technically
journalism.
Technically two, but it should have been three.
Okay.
I'll leave it at that.
Okay. Well, so I'm very honored to have you on. I started following you when I got into this whole thing and have just looked up to you. And, you know,
thanks,
now that
man.
You're coming on my show, it's awesome. So where can they watch your show? Because your show is great. I love it.
I appreciate it. And it's every Sunday night. We pop on at 9 o'clock. I'm live on Facebook and I'm live on Rumble. Also, you can find me through patreon.com/WX Live. WX Live is kind of our call sign. That's kind of like our station logo, WXLIVE. You're going to find plenty of content on Facebook, as mentioned on Rumble and other areas of social media. I did have to take down almost all of my political content on YouTube, though.
Oh, they're
did
disgusting.
I tell you about that, man?
Politicals,
they're
YouTube
awful.
Is just, they suck. I'm done with YouTube. I don't even try to stream to them anymore.
Well, I quit saying anything controversial on YouTube, you know, year and a half ago, because they were giving me warnings and stuff, and I was in good standing, so everything was fine. And then a month ago, I get two warnings in a week.
Yeah.
Strike one, strike two.
Yeah.
They went back 2 years.
Facebook.
Content that I put out 2 years on YouTube. They gave me the two strikes, and of course, when you have the third strike, they take down your channel. So I had to go back in time, and I had to delete my entire political catalog off of YouTube. So don't go to YouTube. Go to Rumble. Go to Rumble, and you can find me there.
Speaking of censoring content, within 1 day of the Paul Pelosi case being reported, within a single day, I posted how BS I thought this entire story was. I stated the facts of the story.
Yep.
I stated how insane the story sounded. I then followed that by saying, nice try, Nancy Pelosi. I don't think you're going to get away with this one. Very factual. Nothing misleading about it. No hateful comments about it. Just stating the facts within probably 12 hours of the story being reported. And I got cited for bullying and hate rhetoric. 30-day ban by my personal account. So what did I do?
This is on your Facebook account.
On my Facebook personal account. Very factual. So what did I do? I disagreed with the situation. For those of you who are watching this, always disagree with the decision and put, I've seen content like this before. So I did that. A day went by, still banned. 2 days went by, still banned. Guess what? This morning, now that it's mainstream news that the story is total BS, or at least there's a lot of holes in the story. All of a sudden I'm back on Facebook. Sorry, we got it wrong.
Well, hey, at least they admitted, you know, some of the violations, people that lost their accounts on YouTube and Facebook, they never, you know, there was never a correction there.
But this is the disgusting thing about social media.
Well, it is, which is why I think that journalist. Elon.
I can't be a real journalist on social media. I can't say, hold on a second, this is not right, because I get thrown in jail until the mainstream media finally catches up.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, I'm good.
Well, that's why the Elon Musk story is so big, because now we have an avenue on a mainstream social media platform to be able to speak our mind. So anyway, I hope this means good things. I hope that means I get a lot more followers on Twitter. By the way, find me. That's Jeremy Kappel on Twitter. Just J-E, that's Jeremy Kappel spelled with a K. You'll figure it out. K-A, two P's, two L's.
Hold on a second.
Find Matt Clark.
Just so we can make sure everybody can see this. Yeah, that's two L's, people. We got the headline wrong. It's
Come on, man.
Two L's.
Come on. I expected better out of you, Matt. Okay, so I'm gonna start calling you Matt with one T.
Yeah. So it's Jeremy Kappel with two L's. Two P's, two L's. You guys can find Jeremy Kappel all over the internet. Show the book one more time.
Yep, right here. Find the book on Amazon. Man, there is so much juice in here. There is so much, it's a huge story. And we cover a lot of ground, including a lot of stuff that you, I, and everybody else got to experience the last few years. It covers our plight, just not since my cancellation, but also covers it through the pandemic, covers, our thoughts on, shutting down, lockdowns, just the world that has evolved since. It covers us visiting Washington, D.C. multiple times in late 2020 and early 2021. It covers the FBI contacting me, wanting to interview me. About what I observed on January 6, 2021, since I was in Washington, D.C. It's all in here. It's The Calm During the Storm, available on Amazon now. Yeah. Great.
Well, Jeremy, thanks so much for coming on today. I really appreciate it. It was great talking about the Paul Pelosi gate, and we'll have to do it again soon.
Yeah, it sounds good. I can't wait to see the riveting details of what actually happened.
Awesome.
So, Matt, I'm sure it'll thank all come you out. For having me on.
You got it.
I'm sure.
All right, man. You we'll take care. You, man. Have a good Halloween night. Yeah. So here we have it. There's so many loopholes. Politico themselves have just highlighted how bizarre this insane situation is. It was great talking to Jeremy Kappel. Guys, join us every single day, 12 o'clock right here on Patriot One News. We'll see you tomorrow, same time. Have a great day.